Accidents like the one that caused the Canadian crude oil spill near Pittsburgh last week are on the rise. As the Allegheny Front's Reed Frazier reports, so are questions about the safety of shipping oil by rail.
From his living room in North Vandergrift, Pennsylvania, Rob Smeltzer likes to watch the trains roll by across the river.
My couch, I can look right out the window and see the train.
The train runs on a Norfolk Southern rail line along the Kiskaminetus River. Smeltzer says he's noticed a change in the types of cars that run on the rail line these days.
There seem to be more tankers today than what there was maybe 3 or 4 years ago.
One morning last week, he was in his living room when he heard a loud noise. He knew immediately what had happened.
Banging and clanging and rattling, the trucks leaving the tracks.
The sounds came from a Norfolk Southern train carrying oil and liquefied natural gas, leaving the tracks. About 4,000 gallons of crude oil spilled in the parking lot of an industrial building near the train tracks. Federal investigators are still trying to find out what caused the derailment. It was the latest in a series of accidents involving the shipment of crude oil on trains. According to a report from McClatchy Newspapers, more oil was spilled in rail accidents in the U.S. in 2013 than the previous four decades combined. So why are all these oil train accidents happening?
Because we have a lot more oil trains running around.
Alan Zaremski is director of the Railroad Safety and Engineering Program at the University of Delaware. He says there simply aren't enough pipelines to transport oil from drilling hotspots like North Dakota and Alberta, Canada.
It takes 10 years to build a pipeline. 10 years plus sometimes to build a pipeline, and so going by rail is a very good option.
Crude shipments by rail have jumped over 4,000% since 2008, and with an increase in traffic, there are more spills. Though Zaremski says the rate of rail accidents in the U.S. is actually declining.
The safety record of the railway industry is still extremely good, but is it risk-free? No. There is a risk.
Though the oil spilled in western Pennsylvania came from Canada, much of the oil carried on the rails these days is fracked out of the ground in North Dakota's Bakken Formation. Regulators now suspect that this North Dakota crude oil is more explosive than other kinds of crude. This makes rail accidents involving North Dakota oil more dangerous.
That's what everybody seems to think what happened in the Quebec derailment.
In that case, an oil train carrying North Dakota crude derailed and exploded in a resort town in Quebec last summer. The accident killed 47 people and burned dozens of buildings. This and other accidents have led to a focus on the tank cars used to transport oil. Patty Riley is with the American Association of Railroads.
There are a lot of tank cars out there today moving flammable liquids that need to either be retrofitted or phased out.
Riley says that's why the industry is voluntarily phasing out older tankers in favor of stronger, more puncture-proof rail cars. But environmental groups like the Sierra Club say this can't happen fast enough. They want the U.S. Department of Transportation to immediately take older rail cars off the tracks. Another recommendation is to reroute trains carrying oil away from cities and other population centers. But Zaremski of the University of Delaware says keeping oil entirely away from cities isn't all that likely either.
Sometimes you're dealing with refineries that are located at or near the population centers themselves.
Some analysts suggest these oil train accidents could push the Obama administration to approve the Keystone XL pipeline that would bring crude oil in from Canada's tar sands to the U.S. But as rail advocates like to point out, pipelines can also have spills. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Reed Frazier.